along with Sarah Yacoub and Kirk Bangsted. And it's time for our Mama Bear segment, which interestingly enough, we thought we would kind of go with a Mean Girls theme here, because if there's one thing you want to teach your daughters as a mama bear is not to be one of those mean girls. But apparently it's not just our daughters that need to be taught that. It's some of our state legislators, Sarah.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, as someone who related to the Katie Heron character in that movie, I'm happy to talk Mean Girls. And as a mother of boys and bonus mom to a couple girls, this is certainly an issue. But yeah, we don't want our legislators setting that kind of an example. And so for those of you at home who have not heard, we had a couple staffers of Republican legislators that were caught on a hot mic belittling and just being bullies to a female assembly member and her staff.
And it's something we noted. You can find the article at Up North News. And we had just covered a couple of days earlier, you know, some of these same comments about what the working conditions are like at the Capitol. And then you get this hot mic moment where, again, like a bunch of high school girls, they were trashing these two amazing women who are leaders in their own right. But apparently, because State Representative Francesca Hong and her chief of staff, Nada El-Mekashfi, you know, posed some kind of a threat, they felt the need, these staffers and another staffer turned lobbyist, to act in a way, Sarah, that you'd never let your kids get away with.
Oh, absolutely not. My boys and I would have a talk, but it touches on some interesting things. Number one, the tolerance within the Republican Party for beating up on women. And number two, this contrast between who the politicians pretend to be in the district and then the culture that they enable and cultivate at Madison. And these staffers and this former staffer turned lobbyist are a reflection on their representatives. And you know that kind of thing is not the first time that they've talked like this. You know they're not the only ones. And they get away with it because they're in a office where that kind of thing is cool and it's acceptable and they don't feel threatened or their jobs are threatened to talk like that. And so, you know, this idea that we represent public or we elect public servants to serve our community, to represent us, and they paint themselves as one way come election time and who they are once elected, I think is a conversation worth having.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another reflection of, you know, if you know your job is safe, if you know there's no way that anybody's going to beat you in an election because your district has been gerrymandered to the point where you can't get beat, then you don't care if all of a sudden, you know, potentially you get caught in a hot mic saying something terrible, your concern for being professional starts to decrease because you don't have to listen to a Democratic person in the minority because you know you've got power for a decade and you know that you don't have to actually be nice to them because you don't need them to actually help create laws and help, you know, get kind of negotiate stuff for for the betterment of Wisconsin. And well, so I think that's one of the issues too, you know?
Well, and Kirk, we've got a representative down in the 30th who told a bunch of college students, essentially when we women say no, we really mean yes. And, you know, what kind of message is that for young boys, especially in college? You know, and he had a little bit of blowback, but it wasn't enough to get him out of office. And we're like, what are we doing here? What are we teaching our kids?
Right. And the complacency is only going to continue if in fact the new maps that Republican legislators announced the past couple of days here were to actually to come to fruition, because it would lock in a gerrymandered a rigged set of maps from 2011, which you got to love it was just rich that these folks who made these massive changes to the maps 10 years ago now said it is their stated position that there should be as little disruption to the maps as possible going forward, you know, now that, you know, power is on our side. And with any luck, you know, courts will see otherwise. So we will continue to follow that story and much more. My great thanks to Sarah and to Kirk for joining us here in the cabin up north. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll see you next week.
let me die.